Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
K100 with Tony the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and the NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. The Runline was one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-D, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the
tang,
the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be
jumping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clocker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Karma de momento. Paisa no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K. Yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my N-I-A-K, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping,
bang the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing,
bang the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping, bang the tang, the tang.
Next is from Brian Dunlap, a resident of Brooklyn, Queens, New York, who won the polls 50.8% to 49.2% that his tanks were better than Jared Aviat's.
Tight race.
And Jared Aviat is not happy about those results. He thinks the polls have been docked, okay? A WWE general, who should WWE sign a Legends contract? This is the topic. A WWE general nostalgia agreement pertains to merchandising. Why is it seen special appearances like Bully Ray in a special guest referee for the Philadelphia Street Fighter WrestleMania 40? For my Sports Keto article, the five wrestlers I deemed worthy enough for WWE to sign a Legends deal are Spike Dudley, Jesse the Body Ventura, Disco Inferno, LA Park, and Tito Santana. None of those mentioned are a relevant parasite, no matter what Coney Tom may or may not say, by the way. Who would you add or remove from the list? I suggest that WWE should sell the park masks, LA park masks, and costumes for Halloween, but what about a disco dancer costume with a prosthetic nose included? That got him a suspension for a week. So
or a Jimmy Durante mask.
Let's make sure Brian Deadlock's out of the mailbag next week, Chuck. All right. Who gives a shit who gets a Legends contract? It's like, I of all those names you mentioned,
Aren't you trying to get a Legends contract and myself?
No. Jesse the Body, I'd like to see back on there. Action, just to do a commentary with Vince. Well, Vince can't do it, but Jesse was great. He's still fantastic on commentary. He's the perfect heel commentator, I thought, in wrestling.
Dude, him and Vince and him and Gorilla are money.
Smart move by Macho. Joey Morello's been known to miss calls like that on occasion. It's like,
yeah, and the thing,
like when the referee gets buried, he brings up, and that Frankie, referee misses calls. He has a smart move by the heel.
No, and Frankie Kazarian, who does a really great Jesse too. He sent me a tape where somebody's getting whipped, and he's going, he's getting whipped like it was seen out of Roots.
Like, yeah, right.
All right,
man. Another good thing Jesse did, just real quick, yeah, Jesse would. He would kind of wink at Smarks at that time on commentary because he would bury the good guys. But if you were Savage or Brett and you were a good guy, he wouldn't bury you. He'd go, no, this guy knows what he's doing. You know, and it was right. Kind of like a wink, like I'm putting over the good workers kind of thing.
Well, the A-list guys, so.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So I'm putting Jared Andy on running for Brian Dunlap here. Did you do that intentionally, Jeff?
Nah, just the way it went.
Jared is from Melbourne, Australia, by the way, which is the home of where your wife was born, correct, Cody?
Right.
The live hero, Jesus Christ! This live heel run is going well, huh? I didn't hear my detailed response to Disco's slanderous comments from last week. Was this addressed on the air, or did DI try to censor this, similar to government tactics in the Middle East? I just wanted to ask about Ricky Starks jumping ship to WWE, and that if the crew thinks this is just an inevitable occurrence. This is part of the reference to another thing I've been writing about in recent years, but I see that Brian Pillman Jr. will be wise to leave AEW and join WWE due to terrible booking, as well as having stated more than once to the effect that Ethan Page is tailor-made to be the WWE with his personality and charisma. Okay, let me stop the email right here. From now on, Jared Idiot, okay, will be known as, we're not going to refer to him as Jared Idiot anymore, Joe. From now on, I want you to edit his name in the emails to Captain Obvious.
All right. Well,
let me finish email. Okay, but he's from now on forwardly known as Captain Obvious. Right?
I like how Disco can stop the comment, but then when I want to comment, that's the type of shit that pisses me off.
Well, see, email. Let me finish email.
Well, how come you can stop to make your little remark?
I'm the one reading it.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm the one reading it.
I'm going to go off pretty soon, so continue.
However, the other name I had that I had mentioned the most amazing of the last few years would be an amazing choice to join WWE is Ricky Starks. I feel he has tremendous charisma and a unique look. He also has been wasting away in AEW for so long. Does the crew feel it was only a matter of time for Ricky to be recruiting to WWE, kind of like MJF? And do you guys see Ricky Starks making the jump to WWE in the next calendar year? Thank you. Looking forward to your response. Hi to all the troglodytes listening. Best, Captain Obvious. Bro, I mean, you listen. Well, this is all just obvious stuff that we've discussed.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Can I talk now, Generalissimo? Do you like
go
that?
Ahead. We'll go from, go ahead.
Yes.
From the Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say from the Oppenheimer, one last thing. Bro, how wild was it, Joe? I don't even think you knew this, Disco, that when they did the first atomic test, they thought that the chain reaction, they were afraid that the chain reaction would never, ever stop and just destroy the whole world. That was freaky. So,
what'd you think about Gary Oldman popping in as Harry Truman?
That was great.
Yeah, he weighs the
every
weighs
nuclear
the
test. They stopped, you know, they stopped nuclear testing for a while because the weapons were far worse than what they thought. Like, that was a thing.
You know what's kind of funny is that Nobel, you know, Albert Nobel, who won the Peace Prize for dynamite, when he saw the destruction it did, he wanted no part of it. And that's why it became a peace award, because it became very pacifistic. Same thing happened with Oppenheimer. After he saw the destruction, he repented.
Yeah.
So, Jared, let me say a couple of things here. You can't continue to hang your hat on this live heel run because now she did turn into a heel. You said this like 2 years ago. It didn't happen for like a year and a half. And now that it happened, now you're right. Give me a fucking break. I'm going to
suspend him.
And number
two, condescending.
We said here on this show, you're acting like you informed us. We said on the show, Brian Pillman should get the fuck out of AEW because all they're doing is burying him. Remember when they buried him in his hometown?
Yeah.
Okay. And same thing with Ethan Page. So we'd already said that. And I think if Ricky Starr wants to be a star, he needs to go to WWE.
Well, he's going there. Well, this was not on TV anymore. Next is from Sean KB from San Francisco. Good morning, boyfriends. It's your boy from the 415. Last week, Stephanie Yvette Kerr made her AEW debut to set up a match with Mercedes Moné. Conan mentioned how she was choked out by a AAA wrestler who's currently doing booty time behind bars in Mexico. Given the circumstances of this, is this the reason why Tony Khan quietly closed the doors of working with Conan since he's got wrestlers choking out women and breaking arms. How does Conan feel that AAA is no longer advertised as CMLL is? In order to reignite the relationship, will Conan have to give Tony Khan the handjob of the week on a weekly basis, starting with the chocolate Wendy's Frosty handjob, followed up by shower with Tony while Michael Hayes watches and says, "Looking good, boys. Looking real good." Love your friend from the Bay, Sean KB. So there's a lot of questions there for you, Conan.
Oh, my God. Which is the first one? Because I can't.
Let's go to the first one.
Stephanie's debut.
Sissy King, is this the reason why Tony Khan quietly closed the doors of working with Conan and Triple H? He's got wrestlers choking out women and breaking arms.
Wrestlers, plural. One guy did it. That's number one. Number two. Well,
I don't know this story. Have you told this story?
Yes, I have.
I probably wouldn't pay attention.
As usual, because if we're not talking about you, then obviously you don't pay attention.
If I'm not talking, I'm not really paying attention. Right.
So she was dating this girl from CMLL, was dating a guy from Triple H. I think she caught him with pictures of some other chicks or something like that, and they got into a fight, and he allegedly, obviously, he denies it, choked her. She has pictures of fingerprints.
Oh, that's a good thing. The guy drew it to the girl.
Right.
Well, okay, no, yeah. Okay. Right. No, I know, and, of course, I know. Yeah, I thought this was a girl doing it to another girl.
What no. Okay. No. So it isn't wrestlers. It was one wrestler, and yeah, we still work with AEW. Why? Because Commander's there, Pentagon's there, Vikingo's there, and Jeff Jarrett is working on our next Triple Mania. Satnam Singh is working on our next Triple Mania. QT Marshall is working on our next Triple Mania. And they're all part of AEW. Now, as far as him working with CMLL, he said it a million times. He grew up a CMLL fan. Number two, I'm sure he's not happy with the comments that I make on the show about him. And I'm sure that in some way he's doing it to get back at me. But dude, and in no way are you affecting me. You're affecting the wrestlers that you're not using because you're letting CMLL dictate who's on your fucking show. So who runs things, CMLL or you?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, various citrus, espresso, And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's Gum is available at 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. If you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy delivered straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here. And I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera. But at the same time, it's a habit, you know. So I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches. And actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive. And if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it. And it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
All right, next is from the mayor of K100. He's from Passaic, New Jersey. What's good, fellas? Recently, a handful of players got busted for betting on baseball. One dude for life and others for just a year. My question is, do you feel it is a bit hypocritical that MLB and other big sports entities accept betting as sponsors but punishes those who partake? I do understand that players can directly influence the bets that they bet on their team or themselves, but what about games they have no direct control of? Just to be clear, I don't agree with players betting, but I'm entertaining the argument some are making. Thoughts? P.S. As a mayor of K100, I have to say this. Eddie Gonzalez, your gimmick of crying to get back into the Discord is not entertaining, funny, and or effective. You got the guys making fun of you and the girls rolling their eyes at you. Girls think you are lame. Cease this nonsense, please, and this nonsense, please, and forever. Thank you. Signed, the mayor of K100. What's going on in the Discord with Eddie Gonzalez, Cody?
I don't fucking know.
I don't follow.
Well, Conan knows.
No, I don't.
I think he blames me because Eddie was screenshotting Discord stuff and tweeting it. And, you know, people there didn't like it.
He was?
Yeah. And so, but I think.
Yeah, the time is when Joe said, oh, I'm on the show fucked up sometimes. And then he showed it to me and he goes.
It was like a week.
What happens in Discord stays in Discord, you know, and so that's what happened.
Okay.
It wasn't just me. I think that was an excuse. Because people just didn't like him, basically.
All right. So let me talk about the betting thing. It's, for instance, bro, this is very simplistic, okay? And this is what people don't – this is what the dumb people are saying, okay? Oh, just shows like this is going to happen if you have to legalize gambling. It's like, yeah, you're catching people betting that aren't supposed to be betting because the sports books are like – they're regulated and stuff like that, right? They can catch things now. It's like when gambling was just done with bookies and – you know, but I'm just saying, bro, you like legalizing gambling, you're going to start catching people that are betting on the games. They were betting on games probably before there was legalized gambling,
right? And it doesn't matter what business you're in. People are always going to try to get ahead. Look at the proliferation in the last year, and this is something that's always fascinated me, and I don't know why. Like people turning on their country for money. Like they caught this Cuban guy that had been a double agent for Cuba for like 30 or 40 years and his wife. They just caught some admiral for God's sake. You know, like there's a lot of stories where people, you know, are trying to get ahead. Same things. It looks bad that people are betting on baseball, even if it's another team. And I'll tell you why, because you probably have friends in other teams or coaches that you played for, and they're giving you tips. You know, it's almost like a politician when they're buying stock, and like what happened with Pelosi, where she fucking sold her stock like a week before the fucking thing dropped. You know what I'm saying? Because you have inside information. You're in the business. You know what I'm saying? And it would almost be like somebody from WWE who writes the show getting on these fucking platforms that bet on wrestling when he already knows the finish.
Well, let me explain the only thing that I find this is the hypocritical part of it. It's absurd on the surface, okay? Bro, they let these guys play fantasy sports, which is basically gambling. You know, they're betting money if they're trying to, and like the players can play fantasy sports, but they can't bet on the games.
Wait.
It's absurd. You know, like and is that, but let's
so what do you do? What would be your solution as somebody that gambles?
if the bets are like you can bet under a certain amount. What's this, $100? Like, these guys are making $1 million. Calvin Ridley, okay, the guy in the Falcons, right? They got he's on Jaguars now. Supposedly he did like a $500 parlay.
Right.
Well, the guy makes like $4 million a year.
I got some numbers.
How about the guy that they just banned from the Padres?
Right.
Life.
Right.
He wasn't making no fucking money.
Of course not.
It says here he's bet more than $150,000 across nearly 400 baseball bets. MLB estimates he won 4.3% of his gambles.
Okay, so four.
So you're going to suspend him for that?
He's betting $400-$500 bucks a game.
Yeah.
Now,
$1 million a year.
You know? These are the other ones. The other ones they suspended. Here we go. Kelly. 10 bets, average per bet, $9.92, net profit, $28.30 DI.
That's so fucking weak.
Groom, 32 bets, $15.12 a bet, net minus $433. Sal Frank, 28 bets, $15.86 a bet, net minus $272. So it's not worth it.
Ridiculous. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a hard line. But you got to understand, it's a hard line. Lifetime ban if you gamble on the games. So you just gotta, if you're like that much of a degenerate gambler that you can't help betting 10 bucks a freaking game and it's costing you freaking thing. Now think about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, what are you getting out of it that you literally are willing to do it? You know, it's like crazy. So I don't know. Honestly, they should just say it's got to be above a certain amount, you know, to like significant whips. But that's been our patron emails. How many suspensions today?
Not that many, I think, as usual.
Four.
That Brian Dunlop was suspended.
Is he suspended? Did I suspend him?
Oh, yeah.
Next is from, so now we're out of the Patreon emails. Next is from Ramo. Vice's Who Killed WCW docuseries. It's on tonight, right?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Everybody's going to be talking about this on tomorrow. So you guys have some
good. So we have content.
Next is from K-Onda, K-100 crew.
You know what K-Onda means?
How's it going or something?
Yeah. What's up?
So I hope all is well. You know what? The girls at work, I always go, como esta? They say, de nada. I hope all is well. I know you guys aren't fans of Vice's Dark Side of the Ring series, but curious if you guys would tune into Vice's series, Who Killed WCW? It's premiering this week. I saw Conan the snippet of Vice's new docuseries, Who Killed WCW? Conan, how was your experience filming for that project? And who reached out to you to be a part of the project? Was it Gewurz or Jason Eisner? Keep up the great work and content. I look forward to the podcast every week. And that's Omar from the mean streets of Newark, California. I thought your part, from what I've seen, I thought you were terrible.
Right.
So what's your comment on that?
I thought I was terrible too. So they got a hold of me, but it was this lady, I forgot her name. And she kept calling me, and I said, look, I do not want to participate in this because I don't like the Dark Side of the Ring.
You said that to her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to spread negativity, and I'm definitely not going to spread negativity about my friends. And then she goes, no, it's nothing like that. We just want to capture the history, but we want it from your side because all we ever heard is the WWE side.
Right.
I go, well, that's not a bad take. And I go, just don't expect me to come in here and just to be fucking nasty and bury people. I'm going to say what I feel, you know, because as a matter of fact, there's a point there where I go over the Eric Bischoff thing and Rey Mysterio and how much heat we had. And I just want to make it clear. Now me and Eric are real cool, you know, but before we weren't, you know, and I went in depth into that. But some lady from Vice, you know, got a hold of me. But
Did you see the meme that somebody put up where they said, who killed WCW and had pictures of me all over it?
Yeah.
Did you think that I killed WCW?
1,000%.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting has come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack link provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then, because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, display. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delays or cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately. So buy with confidence, knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Ohtani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you do expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack, and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are up front. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
Next is from Jim Lennon, subject is Difficult Austin. Wrestling Bios just covered SummerSlam 99 and was talking about the behind-the-scenes drama of how Austin flat out refused to drop the title to Triple H, so they had to do this really awful build-up that involved Triple H doing the job to China and then made Foley become the number one contender to end up being Austin versus Foley versus Triple H to the pay-per-view. Foley wins the title and then Foley dropped it to Triple H next night on Raw. It really was just terrible, terrible stuff that could have simply been avoided by Austin just doing what he asked. What was that? My question is, what do you guys think about Austin refusing to do this? Do you have any idea about whatever their backstage issue was? And do either of you have stories about someone who's flat out refusing to go along with planned finishes like this? P.S. Have you guys heard anything about how Austin is refusing to work with WWE, such as making a WrestleMania 40 appearance, right now because of some heat he has with The Rock versus this dirt cheap clickbait drama? Well, first of all, there's tons of Austin refusing to do stuff. Bro, how often are guys refusing to do stuff at WCW? like all the time.
Yeah, you see it in every promotion. It happens in AAA, right. It happens everywhere. He refused, I think, to work with Eddie Guerrero or something like that, right? Was it Austin or was it Brock?
Brock.
Oh, it was Austin. Brock refused to work with
Eddie? Austin worked with Eddie for a little while.
One of the
Brock with Eddie.
But that's around your time.
Yeah. Austin was slated to work with Eddie, but then they wanted Austin to lose to Brock on TV, and he left. So the feud with Eddie never happened, but he was going to work with Eddie.
Next is from Kevin Gilroy, and the subject is Ricochet AEW.
58.
I'm busting open recently. Bubba Ray and the Greco were talking about the recent news of Ricochet's WWE contract stuff in late June, July, and of course, the chance of him going to AEW. The Greco, with all due respect, is a total mark, says if Ricochet should go to AEW due to the quality of the matches he can have and get paid well while doing it. Bubba said that Ricochet should stay in WWE because in AEW he'd just be another guy doing all those crazy moves, plus the fact his wife Samantha Irv is on the roads there a lot and get paid well while doing it. So of course I'm running into you guys to ask, I have no doubt that Ricochet will have some great offers coming his way over the next 8 weeks. What do you think he should do? Personally, I would hope he stays in WWE, but that they would use him better. Ricochet going to AEW isn't going to get me watching, Frank.
Can I put over one thing real quick?
Yeah.
I love the fact that he puts, with all due respect, this guy's a mark. Like right. That, dude, you're disrespecting.
Like saying, when you say no offense, but.
Right.
No, it's almost like you're going to. And you're like, you know what? Let me give a little KY so it doesn't hurt as much. Still getting fucked in.
Right.
You like that analogy, Joe?
Absolutely.
Did that happen in the trailer? Just it fits. Between us.
Yeah, but I'm the giver.
Ricochet.
Only in jail. Yeah.
If Ricochet gets, doubles his money.
Right.
Might as well just go to AEW that they work with.
Which he probably would, but dude, they don't make stars there. He'll have great bangers with fucking Danielson and Ospreay and the fucking Okada. Because yeah. I think to me, they clipped his wings in WWE, and I don't know why. Because you know me, I'm a big fan of high flying, well, and I thought he was the greatest high flyer since Rey Mysterio, and they don't let him do shit there.
Well, let me make a point. Maybe because you're in AAA and it's different. Lucha's different.
Right.
There's obviously higher risks, right? But in the WWE, if you were working in WWE and they're telling you, hey, look, we're paying this guy $2 million a year. If he gets hurt, it's like, you know, what do we do with it? We have a financial investment in this guy, right? So the thing is with the WWE, it's like you say they clip his wings, but they just, you know, there's a bar that they don't let you go past right. Because they don't want you crippling yourself.
I understand that. But my mentality is when you have this once in a generational type talent, you fucking let him go, you know, and let him do his shit because he's different than everybody else. Nobody's doing what he's doing, you know?
No, I disagree with that.
All right.
Because 4 or 5 years ago, I would wholeheartedly agree that nobody's doing what he's doing. But now you look around, there are some guys doing what he's
doing. Who else is doing what he's doing in WWE? AEW, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're looking at the quiet professional wrestling, a lot of guys are doing Ricochet stuff. Right?
Yes.
Okay, this is interesting. Next is from Rex Gordon. I don't think I've heard that name before. Is he a first-time contributor?
Yeah, I've never heard him before either.
Oh, no, yes, he has been in. So about Rogan and the Moon Landing. Hey, guys, Rex Allen again.
Again, he is a
new. Yes. Okay. So, as when you answered my last email in regards to Ben Hameen,
wait a minute. You even answered an email by him.
I guess it's him. I just can't remember this name.
Me neither.
Whom I think is an interesting guest. I recall the reaction if, quote, liking a good conspiracy theory, unquote. Obviously, the moon, I don't know what this sentence means. Obviously, the moon landing is some of the biggest. The guest, Bart Sibrel, had an interesting point or points I hadn't thought of. What are you guys thinking? So there's a link below. I don't know what he's talking about. NASA's posted a lot of stuff that have got like epic fails in it. Like one of them shows a guy supposedly they're up in space and it shows a guy like you can barely see in the corner. The guy's like in the background drinking coffee. Like it's like
oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know.
The clip's 14 minutes. Yeah, my fault.
No, forget. Cool. Bro,
everybody, one more time, because some people don't know. If you're going to send us clips, this is a long show and we don't have time to watch long clips. They've got to be 2 minutes or less unless it's something great and we will go, we'll do 3 minutes. And if it isn't great, you're suspended.
Or chop the part, go to the part, if it's part of a 14-minute clip on YouTube and you want us to hear like
the best part,
go with that. When you go on YouTube and you share, you can copy and go to the point of the video, the timestamp, and copy that part.
Let me
make, just tell us like, hey, start at 340 or whatever.
Right.
Let me. That's where you can give him a Captain Obvious. Who did you give Captain Obvious to? Jared.
Jared.
It's a buddy movie, and Joe just joined. So here's the thing. Here's my argument to the space moon hoax that it was done in a studio and that you can see shadows of the flag and all this other bullshit. China just went to the moon and they're on the dark side of the moon. Okay. And they're collecting rock samples and they're showing the surface and all that. Russia's done the same thing. So all these astronauts, all these technicians, all these people that make the rocket, they're all in on this big fucking hoax. Come on. That's very hard to believe. You can't keep that many people quiet. Even though they did do it for JFK and others, but I'm sure that was a much smaller circle.
I think the initial moon landing is a potential hoax. Just for basic say, like, bro, who set up the camera to take the picture of things coming off the scene?
Maybe it was on the fucking spaceship affixed, just like a normal camera, like when you walk down a hallway.
People, yeah. I just say it doesn't, you know, I don't know.
Okay, here's my question. I'm going to ask you what you always say, which is what I always say. What's the end game?
I don't know, but why haven't we gone back? That's the weirdest thing.
Well, the end game back then was to beat the Russians. We got their first
propaganda.
Okay, that's a viable answer.
Propaganda.
So what's the answer now? So China wants to prove the who to Japan that they could get to the moon before them?
Or testing the population to see what they're willing to believe. Okay, because obviously, that's legitimate.
Were that diabolical? That diabolical that could actually exist? Yeah. But I still believe that it's way too hard to get all these countries, especially Russia, who hates the United States and all that, and they're in competition to get in space first. As you know, the Soviets were the first one to orbit the moon with the fucking animals and the fucking thing. So they can't be working together. So why is Russia going? China's going. I think India sent one too. And then you read all the time, oh, they're sending payloads from Amazon and they're sending payloads from this other country. So all these countries are in on this. It's just too big of a scope to be fixed is all I'm saying.
Yeah, good point.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.